This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's Attorney General is investigating one of the state's largest towing companies for frequent legal violations. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state's received almost 1,000 complaints against Wyatt's Towing in the past couple of years. The company's a prominent tower in Metro Denver and works with a lot of residential communities. Weiser says many complaint allegations focus on violations of a new state law that protects consumers from large tow bills.
If your car is towed without your permission, don't just assume that whatever amount you're told to pay is what you need to pay.
Weiser wouldn't comment on the timeline for the completion of his investigation, but he said it could result in compensation for people who've been towed improperly and civil penalties for Wyatt's. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A judge has delayed a decision on whether the alleged King Super shooter can stand trial. The judge will hold a hearing to determine if the suspect charged with killing 10 people in 2021 is mentally competent. A state mental hospital said last week that the alleged gunman was now mentally competent to be tried. His lawyer is challenging that finding. Aurora has reinstated its reserve police force. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The reserve force will be made up of volunteers who will not be considered part of the police force. Interim Police Chief Art Acevedo says only high-caliber applicants like city employees and retired officers will be considered.
So they're actually going to go through the same hiring process in terms of the vetting, the testing that police officers go through in terms of our lateral police officers that come to the modified classes.
Aurora shut down the reserve officer force 18 years ago due to low interest and a city code cleanup. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Aurora Fox Arts Center has a new leader. City officials have selected Richard Cowden as the Fox's new executive producer. Cowden formerly oversaw programming at Denver's Meisel Arts and Culture Center. We'll check out the hurricane in Florida in this next part of Morning Edition at 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.